This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One of the side effects of Obamacare that is just beginning to show itself to patients is that efficiency in the hands of government means human souls are put at risk. Connecting that efficiency to those who practice medicine is the next step. Two councils within the American Medical Association are studying ways to no longer oppose assisted suicide, and they are tasked with only taking input from doctors active in that deadly practice. Patients are placed in jeopardy when the efficiency of medicine is placed before the dignity of human life. International abortion forces are trying to compel Nigeria to accept abortion as a means to control society. Catholic bishops are now criticizing Minister of Health Isaac Adewole's new program to implement contraception and abortion. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends in public conversation and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. Ohio Right to Life was delivered a tragic object lesson to use in its argument for the personhood of babies on the top side of the birth canal. A drunk driver stands charged with aggravated vehicular homicide in the death of a baby. His mother and another woman were injured. Ohio Right to Life says that unwinding legal contradictions means we must first acknowledge them. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.